From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn into office for a five-year term Monday, assuming sweeping new executive powers and pledging to build a strong country.
Yeni dönemde Türkiye...
He pledged to take the country further in every area, from the economy to basic rights and liberties. In unveiling his cabinet, he appointed his son-in-law as the country's finance minister. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack, a former ambassador, said there's no guarantee, even with his new powers, Mr. Erdogan could effectively improve the economy.
Regrettably, no chief executive, no matter how much power he has, can be assured of setting his country on the path to economic success. Economies are notoriously difficult to control. The Turkish economic system is at a very delicate stage.
Inflation is surging, the currency is weakening, and Turkey's current account deficit is widening. In Nigeria, the main opposition parties agreed to form an alliance to field a candidate to face incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari in next year's election. A splinter movement from the ruling All Progressives Party joined nearly 40 other parties to form the alliance to challenge the 75-year-old leader. Meanwhile, the army released more than 180 children after clearing them of any ties to the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. The children were released in the northeast city of Maiduguri. The son of former South African President Jacob Zuma has been released on bail after a court appearance Monday in which he was charged with corruption. Duda Zani Zuma's case will be heard in January. He's expected to contest the charges. His father, Jacob Zuma, was forced to resign amid allegations earlier this year of corruption and mismanagement. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson stepped down Monday amid disagreement over the nation's pending exit from the European Union. He said Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to maintain close trade ties with EU amounts to a semi-Brexit. Johnson's replacement is Jeremy Hunt, while Dominic Raab took over from Brexit Minister David Davis, who quit Sunday just 2 days after the cabinet unanimously backed Prime Minister May's Brexit plan.
We want to get the best deal with our EU friends and partners, but we are also going to step up the preparations for no deal in case the spirit of pragmatism and compromise that we've extended is not reciprocated.
Britain continues negotiations with Brussels over its departure from the EU expected next March. President Donald Trump late Monday nominated Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the 9-member U.S. Supreme Court.
My judicial philosophy is straightforward. A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law. A judge must interpret statutes as written, and a judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
Kavanaugh must be confirmed by the Senate to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. President Trump, in a tweet, voiced confidence North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would honor what he called the denuclearization contract they signed in Singapore last month, but he cautioned China may seek to undermine the deal over trade frictions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on his way to the Middle East and Europe Monday, made an unannounced stop in Afghanistan, meeting with President Ashraf Ghani. Later, at a joint news conference, he pronounced the Trump administration's South Asia strategy working, protecting the Afghan people and sending a message of support to security forces.
The strategy has sent a clear message, too, to the Taliban. They cannot wait us out. And we're beginning to see the results both on the battlefield, where the Taliban's momentum is slowing, and in the prospects for peace with them.
Pompeo lauded Mr. Ghani's peace overtures, expressing a willingness for the U.S. to take part. On the eve of his departure to a NATO summit in Brussels, President Trump repeated his call for NATO partners to contribute more to their own defense, insisting the U.S. is spending far more than any other NATO member. Israel Monday announced it's closing the main cargo crossing point with Gaza after the repeated launchings of kites and balloons containing burning rags that have started fires in southern Israel. Hamas spokesman Hazem Qassem condemned the move as a crime against the Palestinian people. The Kerem Shalom crossing will remain open for some humanitarian goods. In Syria, pro-government forces laid siege to the rebel-held city of Daraa in the southwest after consolidating their hold on land leading to Jordan. An opposition spokesman said several thousand residents of Daraa are now encircled. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.